Hi, Mary Jane. What's on your mind?
Hi. I missed you last week. I was on hold until the end, and I didn't get on.
Well, now you're on. So, go for it.
I'm a patient of yours. I work with Dr. Sherman, and he's great. I love him. But one thing I wanted to ask you is I'm getting ready to do an MRI with contrasting dye. And I think they use something called gadolinium, I think, which is a metal.
Gadolinium. You're quite correct, ma'am.
I was wondering if you had any way of eliminating metals from the body.
Sure, ma'am. If it's a single gadolinium dose, you just copy nature. And what I mean by that is that if you give any animal out there gadolinium, its liver goes into overdrive, and it starts making whole bunches of vitamin C till it's cleared that stuff out of the body. I'm not kidding. So, and it does that for any toxin, lead, mercury, whatever it might be, glyphosate, whatever you got. So what you do, ma'am, is you make sure you're taking your vitamin C every day up to the time you take that gadolinium. And then when you take the gadolinium, you start raising your dose of vitamin C to as much as your insides will put up with without getting gas or diarrhea, which does not mean harm. It just means your insides aren't absorbing it anymore. And for many people, they can go from 2 or 3 grams a day to 5 or 6 grams a day quite safely without causing the loose bowels, etc. And do that for a few days, and it helps get that stuff out of your system, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I do take vitamin C. I take on a normal dosage 2,000 units a day.
Okay.
So,
well, definitely go up from there. Definitely.
Okay.
Unless your insides complain, take it to at least 2 grams 3 times a day for at least a week after you have the gadolinium. And if your insides complain, then back it off.
Okay, and then this niacinamide you were talking about, how much for women did you say? 500 capsules per?
No, it's 1,000 milligrams, and most women do tolerate 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day quite nicely. If they don't, they can cut it back. About 2% of the people who take niacinamide at those doses have the nausea problem with it. So it's 1,000 3 times a day, and that is most likely to be effective because the doc who researched it all told us that the more often we take it and the more we use without getting nausea, the better it's going to work.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
and then
ma'am.
My last question, did I see you on the Quest to Cure Cancer series?
Oh, yes. That was a while back, but you did.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. I thought it was you. I wasn't positive, but. Okay. Well, that's my questions for today. So thank you so much. I'll let the other gentleman get on.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. And I'm glad we got you in, too. And let's